So you arrived at your campsite. What do and what no do? Deploy your mosquito sticks. And if you got the fat ones, you may only need one. You will need to put them out before going to sleep. But please kick them before touching. Hot ash will build up on top. You have to kick off the hot ash before pulling them out of the ground. Spray yourself with bug repellent, and if you are in a tick area, duct tape your pant legs so that no bug can crawl up down there. Then set up your tent, or tent if you want to live on the wild side, so that you have a place to put things and a proper bathroom if you brought the second tent. Then, as soon as everything is set up, run like crazy to gather wood for the evening fire. Bring a sharp professional saw, just big enough to never really fit in your backpack. Always, always use gloves when handling sharp objects in the woods. In a garage, you are only a phone call away from having your limbs reattached. In the woods, you follow animal wisdom. If it's sharp, you don't bleep with it. Oh, the saw will be really heavy and pretty clunky, but you will love it, never regret it, because it will cut through anything, from a huge tree stump you couldn't possibly chop to a grizzly bear. Again, angry attacking animals hate two things, sharp teeth and your fingers. Look, this is the part of the text where things get weird, and I just want to go on record saying I never had to do this, nor have I ever thought about doing this, until I sat down to write this text. I simply do not want you to worry about huge grizzly bears. You should first of all ask, did the bear attack you, or did you attack the bear? So, you're fine. You're on the right side of the law. And when it comes to survival, survival is what you do. And when it comes to protecting your vacation, you do it fast. So if you are ever attacked, forget poking the eyes, forget hitting the snout. Don't waste time rotating the shark. Just go for the maximum weird. I mean, just imagine a bear stuck to your butt. Scratching at the eyes is going to make it chomp harder. Once you are at the point of dying from having one of your buttocks ripped off, there is no such thing as weird. Go for the gold and you'll be apples. See? It does not matter if the bear is 8 feet tall. It can't possibly be tall enough. Then wash your hands with soap, rub some dirt in your cheeks, and finish your sausage. You'll be fine in the morning. No animal, hillbilly, or park ranger even, will ever bother you in that neck of the woods again. In fact, the bear may spray around your camp area to warn other animals. Other than that, avoid burning poisonous species, which are never found near camping sites. Because inhaling poison ivy, poison oak, poison sumac, or even a venomous snake is probably no good for you. So is sitting downwind from the fire and then getting smoke inhalation problems or carbon monoxide poisoning. Be careful. Be wise. Use your lizard brain. It's what it's for. I'm somewhat exaggerating, you know, so you don't really have to worry about attacks and poisonous things too much. And if you are out alone in the middle of the woods somewhere, you should definitely not worry about your job. Chances are that it is in fact your job that's the most poisonous thing. And often, you should probably just think about whether or not you will be returning on time. You are not a worker, you are not a machine, you are not a solution to other people's problems. Above all, you are a creature of the stars, and then a human being second. Your imagination is absolutely infinite, and wherever you go, you will bring the fire of your mind. You will create new paths, you will create new challenges. So as long as you don't follow and lead the way, everywhere you go will be unexplored. Your real job, above all other tasks, is to grow all the way up until you become a great being. This is what you should be thinking about once you light your fire. You can see that the fire is actually important for many reasons. That is why you never want to run out of wood. Wet logs are not always bad because you can dry them by the existing fire, certainly for the next day. And when it rains, put your best dry sticks in a trash bag or under a tarp or tent. This way you can always count on warming up by your breakfast fire. And if you are not sure how to start a fire, honestly, you don't even need a kindling, which would be something that's really easy to light, usually very fluffy things like plants or part of some abandoned bird nest. What you really need to do is find a bunch of sticks the size of your match, and then light your match and light the sticks and keep adding bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger sticks. That's all it takes to start a fire. It's not a big deal. It is very important that while you are out there looking for wood, you find a fresh stick for your sausage. How you are going to do it when it's mostly illegal to hurt healthy trees is up to you. But make sure that it is just about the length of a fishing rod and that it will last. You don't want it to dry out instantly and catch on fire or fall to pieces. And always put the sausage on lengthwise. You actually want it to stay on the stick. It all depends on the food you brought, so you will need to do some testing or practicing. Don't worry if you drop your food into the fire. The fire is very clean, just blow the ash off. It doesn't hurt anything that it's still on there. Finally, if your tent is up, mosquito sticks are gagging all the bugs in the area, and your fire is ready to be lit, but there is still some daylight left, it's time to go and explore. The main thing you do after you visit all the human places is to gather rocks, especially fossils, while, of course, walking and hiking and enjoying the scenery. You may also doodle dumb things and driftwood and pretend that they were already there. Create dangerous driftwood sculptures that are about to bonk someone on the head. And if you brought some varnished seashells, cheap coins, arrowhead replicas, or convincing trilobite prints, make it so that others are enchanted by their adventure as well. Bury it in the ground and somewhat help them discover the keepsakes that they are sure to keep for life. After what you had done to that bear, all bets are off. You can just have all the fun in the world now.